The Haines police officer who accidentally shot himself in the wrist says he has confidence in his ability to continue on the force. And Skagway's clinic is set to expand dental and dispensary services. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Haines police officer Brayton Long is expected to make a full recovery after accidentally shooting himself in the wrist earlier this month. Long was participating in an annual training exercise when the incident happened. KHNS's Jillian Rogers sat down with Long last week and filed this report.
Long says he's feeling good these days, is back at work and in minimal pain. He's got surgery and physical therapy ahead, but he still has some healing to do before that. On January 5th, Long accidentally shot himself with his police-issued .45 caliber Glock. He began as an officer for the borough in November.
Well, we were doing an annual qualification course for firearms, and according to the APS standards. And see, Trooper Neeson was there. Sergeant Hightower was running the range with the state troopers. And then Sergeant Dryden was there. So during the course of fire, which is timed, we have to engage a target and shoot so many rounds into the target in a specified location. So during the course of fire, I had an accident and injured myself.
The bullet went all the way through his wrist. Long says the actual details of how it happened are confidential.
It's under investigation by Alaska State Troopers.
He says he didn't realize the bullet had gone through his body at first. He grabbed his wounded left wrist with his right hand, and then Trooper Drew Neeson rendered medical assistance. Long was medevaced to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle after a trip to the clinic in Haines. He says the accident has not compromised his overall proficiency as a peace officer and that it doesn't indicate a lack of skill.
I'm fully confident in my abilities to do my duties, and I've talked to Sergeant Dryden, and he's fully confident in my ability to pursue my duties.
Right now, he's sidelined to light duty. He says that includes grant research, evaluating stored evidence, among other paperwork-type tasks. Community members and fellow law enforcement officers have reached out to Long to offer support and encouragement.
Well, I think the department is on a good path, and I think they're doing everything they can to restructure the department in a positive way to get community support.
Trooper Neeson says the investigation is still open, so he can't reveal any details.
Anytime that there's a report of somebody being shot, we investigate, even if it's self-inflicted.
As far as the state is concerned, no disciplinary action is taken in a case like this. That's up to the Haines Police Department, Neeson says. Interim manager Brad Ryan says the accident happened on his second day on the job. Acting Chief Sergeant Josh Dryden jumped into action to get help while Long was out of commission. The borough recently hired a new officer, Chris Brown, who will report for duty in Haines in mid-February. Ryan says he hasn't heard much in the way of concerns from residents about Long's capability.
I think people realize accidents happen. I think Brayton has a good reputation in town, and so, you know, unlike a lot of issues in Haines, this one has gone with a lot of understanding.
He adds that despite recent hiccups, he's pleased with the path the police department is on and is expecting to have a full force in the near future. Ryan says associates from the firm hired to find Haines' next permanent police chief are expected to be here in February to get the process started. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
Getting the health care you need in a small rural town can be difficult, but the Dahl Memorial Clinic in Skagway is hoping to make it a little easier to access things like dental care and prescription medications. A new federal grant will help pay for the expanded services. When Juno dentist Jared Erickson first started traveling to the Skagway Clinic as a visiting provider, he noticed that many of his patients were in serious need of help.
Yeah, there was a buildup of emergent dental care at that time. We helped clean up quite a few abscessed and infected teeth, and that tends to lead to pretty long days of work.
Erickson says when people have to travel to get health care, they sometimes put off small things, and then they turn into more dire problems. After 5 years of making regular visits to Skagway, Erickson says the dental emergencies have gone way down, but he's still pretty booked during the week-long trips he makes about every other month.
They are very busy. We normally recommend you try to secure an appointment a month or so in advance.
That's Clinic Executive Director Shelley O'Boyle. She says one reason the clinic board wanted to improve access to dental care is because it's something residents asked for in a 2014 health needs assessment the clinic conducted.
And one of our goals here is to bring the services to the community so more people can benefit from it, so people don't have to fly out of town to receive those services. And dental was one of the top services the community asked for.
They found that a third of respondents did not have a dental checkup in the past year. 50% of respondents said they seek dental care outside of the clinic in the lower 48, White Horse, or Juneau. About half of them also said they had difficulty getting a dental appointment when they wanted or needed one at the Skagway Clinic. O'Boyle hopes a new, approximately $230,000 grant from the Federal Health Resources and Services Administration will help fix that problem. Dr. Erickson and his associate, Dr. Nolan Davis, plan to increase visits to Skagway. And adult patients who qualify for the clinic's sliding fee scale will receive dental care at a discounted price.
We do have the patients that are already currently on the sliding fee program that have heard about it, the dental portion, and are very excited. I've had a couple patients state that it's been over 5 years since they've had a cleaning because they couldn't afford it. And so this will directly impact these individuals, and that's what we fight for.
The new grant will also expand Skagway's prescription dispensary. Right now, the clinic's dispensary can give patients their initial prescription, but Skagway residents have had to rely on mail order refills.
I think those individuals that live here year-round in the winter that have been in the situation where their medication couldn't get flown in, myself included, you're in a bad situation. Any disruption in medication is not ideal. And then there's those individuals in the community that have serious medical conditions, and it's a serious health concern for our providers and our clinic.
With the grant, the clinic plans to hire a dispensary technician. The clinic will also be able to expand the amount of medications in-house and offer local refills to patients. Along with the dispensary technician, the grant will pay for an IT position. O'Boyle says that person will run an online patient portal, which people can use to communicate with providers, schedule appointments, view prescriptions, and more. The expanded dental, dispensary, and IT services are set to kick off over the next few months. The Haines School District is hoping to get feedback from parents about this year's new bell schedule. The administration and school board last year decided to lengthen 4 weekdays in order to have an early release on Thursday. School's start time was bumped up from 8:25 to 8:15 a.m. The end of the day Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday was pushed 15 minutes later to 3:30 p.m. On Thursdays, students are released early at 1:50 p.m. The district is gathering parent feedback with an online survey on the school website. Principal Renee Martin said they are seeking student and staff input as well, but the online survey is for parents. The survey window closes at the end of January. The school's website is hbsd.net. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. And tune in to KHNS tomorrow morning to hear about Saturday's Adaptive Ski Day.
It was fun. Oh, up there it wasn't scary.
She was laughing.
It gets scarier when I think I'm trying to get out.
Lessons included sit skiing and assisted skiing instructions for people with disabilities. That story tomorrow during Lynn Canal Morning on KHNS.